Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I'm going on vacation and will be visiting some of our national parks for the first time. Going into a holiday weekend, this seems to be the perfect opportunity to talk about how poorly the political process serves our national treasures. Did you know that a high percentage of the revenues collected by the national parks are sent to the U.S. Treasury? Did you also realize that most funds to pay for maintaining national parks comes from Washington, D.C., instead of park visitor fees? In other words, there is little connection between demand for national parks in total, or any specific park, and whether they are financially self-sustaining. Instead, the National Park Service and its budget is a political matter. Further, did you realize that even though total attendance at all national parks is increasing, the average attendance per location is declining? There are now more than 400 national parks. As one congressman explained, it is much more glamorous to spend money to create a new national park than it is to devote funds to the maintenance of existing parks. This is why there is now an $11.5 billion backlog of maintenance projects that the politicians not only refuse to fund, they are eliminating some of the means by which existing parks can generate revenues to cover maintenance costs. Surveys have found that people generally do not want these parks to be privately owned, which would relieve the federal government of the financial burden. However, there are serious proposals recommending that many parks be franchised. This would allow the National Park Service to maintain ownership and set maintenance and other standards to be followed, while turning these parks into a source of government revenue rather than a cash drain. There are already some successful public-private agreements, such as with the Nature Conservancy, and with lease concessions in some parks. How about more of them? Isn't it more important that national parks be maintained so that they can be enjoyed by future generations, even if you have to get government out of the way to achieve this? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.